You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready. Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, 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 it's Monday and it's also a holiday, but I'm working. And so is Dr. Peter Rouse. We're going to have him on the show in just a moment. Just wanted to mention that the product Erase, while it is no longer on sale using the coupon code SHR10, is still flying off the shelves. Go to orbitnutrition.com and look for the aromatase inhibitor anti-cortisol product Erase by Performance Enhancing Supplements. Okay. A lot of people over the years have paid a lot of lip service to the adrenal glands, and they become pretty ubiquitous. Anytime you talk to somebody, you'll hear the term adrenal fatigue. Many in medical orthodoxy do not accept the concept of adrenal fatigue. They understand that testicles and ovaries stop working. They understand that thyroid hormone slows down as we age. But for some reason, they have a hard time putting their head around the idea that the adrenal glands become overly taxed and don't work properly. We're going to be talking today with Dr. Peter Rouse. How you doing, Peter?
I'm good, thanks, Cal. How are you going?
Good, good. And this really is kind of become almost a mystery disease, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's kind of very much misunderstood, but I've noticed recently that a few more doctors are coming on board with the approach anyway, but that's a good news.
Okay, and because you can't ignore it forever. I mean, when people present certain symptoms, and clearly it looks like it's the adrenals, how long can a physician turn his back on the possibility?
It's true, and part of the problem is the type of testing that they have available isn't very accurate for what they want to look at when you're looking at adrenal fatigue symptoms and so forth. So the testing they have is more for Addison disease to see when there's total shutdown of the adrenals producing cortisol. They don't really have a test to look at when it starts to fail and you see a depression in the cortisol and the other androgen hormones.
You know, what's really interesting, that's a good point, because the adrenals are responsible for producing a variety of hormones, including some sex steroids. I think I read many, 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 many years ago that some 30% of testosterone, or androgens, I should say, androgens, are produced in the adrenal glands in men, and that when men start to develop andropause, where the testes become less functional, it puts a greater load on the adrenal glands to pick up the slack, and that could actually contribute to the adrenals becoming fatigued. Is that true?
That's true, and also for females too, primary hormone estradiol is actually produced in the adrenals post-menopausal. So once the woman has menopause, most of the estradiol is going to be coming from the adrenal glands, so that's another area where it could be stressed for females.
Very interesting. So doctors typically only check for cortisol as the baseline indicator for adrenal dysfunction. Is that correct?
Well, they do it through a blood test, which is a one-time blood test, which doesn't actually give you an idea of what's going on throughout the day, because your cortisol levels alter throughout the day, and they should alter throughout the day, with a normal balance.
What do you test for when someone is coming in and you suspect that there's some adrenal issues going on?
Well, we use a functional adrenal stress profile. That gives us a profile of everything. It's a four times a day saliva test. So what we're looking at is cortisol. We're looking at the DHEA sulfate. We're looking at the estradiol, testosterone, melatonin, and progesterone.
So you're looking at melatonin as well. Now I have to assume that the reason you're looking at melatonin, which is produced at the pituitary gland, is because there is a reciprocal relationship between DHEA and melatonin. Is that why you're looking at melatonin?
There's a relationship with melatonin and pretty much the entire endocrine system, so that's one important factor. Also, we're looking at making sure the quality of sleep that the individual's getting, because that itself can have a huge influence on the stress being placed on the adrenals. So we want to make sure that if the melatonin levels are suppressed, usually with age, then we need to balance that out so they get better sleep so they can actually place less stress on the adrenals. So it's kind of a vicious cycle that occurs.
Interesting.
Your sleep is the most important factor you've got to take care of.
Even to the adrenal, because isn't it true when we have disrupted our normal circadian rhythm in modern times because of electricity and we stay up late. The adrenals start to wind down, and around the time that melatonin spikes, which usually is around sundown, but the fact that we push through that actually forces the adrenals to kick back in for a second shift, so to speak, right?
It can do in a lot of cases. That's why it's so important to do this 4 times a day test at these key points of the day, so that we can see what the levels are each time, so we know where we need to correct the imbalance. You may have a very low cortisol level in the morning and a very high one at evening. So if the doctor tests for your blood tests in the morning, he'll show low levels, so he won't actually suspect that there could be elevated levels at PM.
Yeah, and so what are the 4 times that you test? Obviously, first thing in the morning upon awakening, right? And right before bed is the two there. What are the two in the middle?
Midday, between 12 and 1, and then the afternoon between 4 and 5.
Okay. Now, if someone has normal functioning adrenal glands, what should their hormone panels look like?
Well, you should see a very high elevation in the morning. On the panel, we should look around about 20, but we want to see a very high elevated morning cortisol level, because that kind of gives you a kickstart for the day. You know, if you feel like you wake up and you feel a bit sluggish in the morning and can't get going and you need your cup of coffee to get you going, then probably chances are that you have a lower cortisol reading in the morning. And then as you look through the day, it should be a slight decline curve throughout the day until you get to the PM one, which should be the lowest reading.
What about DHEA? DHEA has a reciprocal relationship with melatonin, so DHEA should be higher in the morning as well, right?
No, that's, we look at the average for the DHEA. That's not a concern of where it's elevated. What we're looking at
is the
total average. And then we've got to look at the average between the DHEAS and the cortisol, and we're going to make sure that ratio is at an ideal ratio.
What is an ideal ratio for cortisol and DHEAS?
Well, ideally it should be between 3 and 4.
3 and 4 times. So 3 to 1 or 3 to 4, you're saying?
Yeah. One to 3 to 4.
Okay, gotcha.
In the range of 3 to 4, yeah. So in that range, what we have seen a lot is both cortisol and DHEA is suppressed, so you actually still get in that ratio. So that's why it's so important to look at not only the ratio, but also the actual figures.
What do you see in your practice being the maybe top three things that are the most disruptive to people's adrenal glands now?
The biggest things?
Yeah, the things that caused adrenal dysfunction.
Okay, number one on the list above everything else, sleep.
Yeah.
That's number one. If I'm working with someone who we're looking at for adrenal fatigue or issues with the adrenals, then we must get their sleep pattern regulated, because that's the number one. You can take all the drugs, all the supplements, all the best food in the world, but if you don't have that sleep pattern corrected, then it's not going to help.
What's number two?
It's not going to help. Number two, the big stress factors in life. If you have big emotional things going on, like divorce, trouble at home, trouble at work too, but it's more like the personal life issues that come up day to day that can be quite a big stress factor on some people, especially with kids and everything else.
Like the things that would fall into Maslow's hierarchy of needs.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Yeah, okay.
And the third one probably would be blood sugar regulation.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's obviously a big problem in the United States, because most people are diabetic or at least pre-diabetic nowadays. So,
big problem.
How does blood glucose affect the adrenals?
Because the adrenals have to produce more cortisol to regulate blood sugar, glucose levels.
So, that's right, because let's talk about that for a minute. That's a good point that I've neglected to think about. Insulin is busy shuttling glucose away, and cortisol is busy getting glucose back into the bloodstream. So if you are hyperinsulinemic, your adrenals are fighting even harder to keep some form of blood glucose stable, correct?
Yes, correct. And then that places more stress on the adrenal glands, so therefore you have more problems going on there.
Wow. You know what? I knew about that relationship, but I had forgotten about it for years. I knew about that relationship years and years and years ago, but I had totally forgotten about the importance that managing and managing insulin affects the adrenal glands. That's amazing.
That's why when we approach the whole holistic approach to repairing them, then we have to look at the diet as well, and, you know, regulating that blood sugar regulation in the diet.
Okay. All right, let's take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll be talking more with Dr. Peter Rouse about what to do for your adrenal glands. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. You can learn more about Dr. Peter Rouse by going to AF Apple Foxtrot, AFPerformanceCenter.com. We'll be right back.
LG Science's pre-workout performance enhancer Anadrolic State GT has grown exponentially in popularity in recent months. In July, Anadrolic State GT was named 2010 number one pre-workout product by BestRecovery.com, as well as nominated as best pre-workout product by Bodybuilding.com. We here at LG Science's want to give back to you, which is why, for a limited time, we will be giving customers a free 330-gram bottle of BC plus EAA hydrolyzed peptides with each purchase of Anadrolic State GT from bodybuilding.com. That's right. Order Anadrolic State GT at bodybuilding.com now and get your free BC plus EAA. Offer only available while supplies last.
Managing insulin is key to building muscle and staying lean. Now from needtobuildmuscle.net, get the most effective insulin mimicking, insulin sensitizing, nutrient partitioning supplement available without a prescription. Need to Slin. Need to Slin combines scientifically proven agents that shuttle glucose out of the bloodstream and into muscle, avoiding fat accumulation while simultaneously increasing insulin sensitivity on a cellular level. Need to Slin is so powerful that it should only be taken before a meal. You can get Need to Slin by visiting needtobuildmuscle.net. Don't risk another meal becoming fat and not muscle. Get Need to Slin today. PJ Braun knows how to get in shape and stay in shape. He's appeared in numerous bodybuilding and fitness magazines, and now he's ready to help you. Whether you're a man or a woman, PJ Braun has the expertise to help you reach your goals faster and easier than ever before. Utilize his one-on-one distance training services, and your friends will want to know what your secret is, but we'll never tell. Services are affordable and customizable to suit your individual needs. Nutrition, training, and supplementation are all covered. Stop spinning your wheels and start building the body that you've always dreamed of. Go to pjbraun.com today. That's pjbraun.com. Turinabol from primordialperformance.com is a haladrol clone. Turinabol will give you up to 15 pounds of lean body mass in as little as 6 weeks. Since Turinabol does not aromatize, there's no conversion to estrogen. Turinabol takes advantage of the patented Liquivade technology to ensure the maximum delivery of this powerful anabolic agent. Users of Turinabol report increased strength and lean gains with little side effects. Get Turinabol today while supplies last at primordialperformance.com. Don't wait for Turinabol to be added to the federal ban list. Turinabol.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking today about a new approach to dealing with adrenal fatigue. If you wake up tired and you find that you're always wired right before bedtime and have a hard time falling asleep, chances are you are suffering from some manifestation of adrenal dysfunction. Would you agree with that statement?
Absolutely. Addition to that would probably be a afternoon crash. A lot of people with adrenal fatigue get the afternoon crash coming in too.
And look at how companies capitalize on this. You've got 5-hour energy, no more afternoon crash. It's like the worst thing you could do is to use caffeine to try to supercompensate for this, because all that does, you're on a farm and you have an animal that pulls a plow for you, and this animal is old and sickly and dying, and so what you end up doing is you attach these electronic devices to just zap the crap out of it every time it starts slowing down. Instead of taking it and giving it a rest, you're just going to drive it into the ground. That thing's going to die eventually. That's exactly what you're doing to your adrenals if you have adrenal dysfunction and you rely on caffeine. Would you agree with that statement, Dr. Rouse?
Yeah, that's pretty close to way what people actually use the caffeine to kind of keep themselves going, but as the end result, they actually burn themselves out. Yeah. I mean, I like my coffee, and I just actually had one, but I'll go periods where I have 2 or 3 months actually off coffee altogether, even though I like it, because I know it's actually not good long-term for my adrenals. So I need to kind of have a rest, and a lot of people who are already in adrenal fatigue need to back off the coffee completely.
And I've done that. For those of you who are listening, you should know that Dr. Rouse is actually helping me, because I am suffering from adrenal fatigue from the past few years of a lot of stress in my life and not sleeping right and training extremely hard and doing this and doing that. And we've determined what's going on with me, and I'm finally getting myself back together, thanks to Dr. Rouse. But I cut caffeine out entirely. I went to decaf first, and then I just stopped drinking coffee. And I love coffee. I miss it in the morning, but it's not forever. It's just for now.
Yeah, it's only short term. You know, during the period where you're trying to do repair, and often repair can only take 6 weeks. We can actually get someone back to normal within 6 weeks during the proper protocols. So 6 weeks out of your life to get back your life is not really much to kind of give up.
Okay, so let's talk about what you do when you discover someone is clinically adrenal disrupted.
Okay, actually come back to the tests. I got one other test. Actually, people can actually perform this one at home to have a look, to give themselves a quick idea.
Okay.
It's just using this skinfold measurement. We use a very special caliper, but you can actually use a normal caliper if you want to. And that's measuring the comparison between the umbilical or just above the tummy button compared to the tricep reading. This ratio between the two gives you an idea of your adrenal function. You see, a lot of people will carry increased body fat around the stomach. This is going back to the idea of what Charles Poliquin's biosignature.
Right.
So looking at the fat distribution throughout the body. So for a male, should be about 127% ratio between the tricep and the umbilical.
Okay, so you're talking about the fat on the tricep?
Yep, the fat measurement when you do a caliper test should be 120%. On the abdominals should be 120%, 127% of the tricep reading.
And I can tell you mine. And I can tell you mine isn't, because I carry more fat right at the belly button below and below than my triceps are really lean. You can almost see the striations in them right now.
And that answers our question, doesn't it?
Yep.
For female, it's actually a little bit lower because they actually do hold more fat on the tricep area naturally anyway. So it's actually only 76% of the tricep reading should be on the abdominal reading.
Wow. That's amazing. That very simple test right there. Okay. So here's another reason to get your adrenals in gear if you want to lean out.
it's number one for fat loss.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So what do we do when you find someone who is adrenally disrupted?
Okay. So we break down their profile. So we look at the cortisol throughout the day first off and to see what the total cortisol throughout the day is, but also to see what each reading is. So if any of the readings are showing low, we need to address that and bring those up. Or if they're showing elevated, we need to look at adding supplements in there to suppress them or reduce the cortisol production at those times. For example, if someone has a low AM cortisol reading, other than the basics, which I'll come back to, but if we want to address the adrenals in the morning to reduce more cortisol or support more cortisol, we use a licorice extract.
Licorice extract, really?
Yeah, because that increases half-life of cortisol and enables you to kind of pretty much go a little bit longer on the cortisol that you do have.
Interesting. So licorice extract preserves the half-life of cortisol so that you end up with a net result of having higher levels of cortisol in the morning because less of it's dissipating, basically.
Yes, that's correct. So at those lows where we see out throughout the day, I would never use this after 4 p.m., though. But if it's the midday, afternoon, or the morning ones that are suppressed, then what we're going to do is add some licorice in at those times to counteract those times that are suppressed.
How long will the licorice actually last? The licorice will actually sustain this effect on cortisol for what period of time?
On average, about 4 hours.
Okay, so because you don't want to take it late at night.
Yeah, definitely not late at night. We will never use it after 4 p.m. And even 4 p.m., I'm a bit hesitant. Most of the times, even if we get an afternoon drop, I'll kick in at about 2 p.m. so that we haven't affected the evening cortisol levels.
Now, some doctors who treat this will go right for the hydrocortisone, right?
Yeah.
You feel that's a mistake?
Yeah, definitely a mistake, because what you want to do is get your body's natural production back into rhythm again by taking the cortisol injection throughout the day or just once a day, or if it's a tablet form, depending on how you're taking it, then what you're doing is you're actually suppressing the production of cortisol naturally through the adrenals, And it can suppress it, but maybe that's a good thing in some cases because people are so burnt out that the adrenals actually need a rest. So in those cases, yes, it may be beneficial. But I'd say 90% of the cases, they don't need that much of a recovery. They need to just support the adrenals rather than give them a total shutdown and rest them. They need to actually support them.
Well, theoretically, if licorice root does not assert an effect on the adrenals, but instead saves and protects cortisol, that in an effect would also be giving the adrenals a slight vacation, so to speak, because of the additional leverage that having more circulating cortisol for a longer period of time would have.
Precisely. Some people are a little bit concerned about the licorice and blood pressure connection, but I have not seen that. The research that we use, the dosage that we use, does not give that effect. So you're actually, most people are okay. If they do have a blood pressure problem, they may want to monitor it, but we, even if individuals that are on medication for blood pressure, don't seem to be affected by the dosage we're using.
You know, the component in licorice that's responsible for the elevation in blood pressure is called glycyrrhenic acid. And I think a lot of the information about that glycyrrhenic acid's effect on blood pressure arose from when it was being used for fat loss purposes. There was topicals that had glycyrrhenic acid in it, and there was high amounts of it being absorbed into the system. Yeah, and so it wasn't licorice. It was pure glycyrrhenic acid that they were using. Now, licorice has glycyrrhenic acid in it, so that's the relationship. But obviously, if you take small therapeutic doses and don't go crazy with it, it shouldn't have an effect at all.
We haven't seen it at all, and this, I've been using it for 10 years, and no effect whatsoever.
And
individuals are very
and
high
interesting, and interestingly enough, you know why glycyrrhenic acid affects blood pressure? Because of its promotion of aldosterone, which is an adrenal hormone. So glycyrrhenic acid, yeah, I mean, it obviously has a relationship to the adrenal glands.
Yeah, I mean, you can see that tie-in through all the research, too. If you actually go into PubMed and look at, you know, licorice extract and used in studies, there's actually a ton of studies on it.
So is it adequate, you think, to use licorice extract in the morning? How long would you have to use licorice extract, and is it dosed by weight?
No, we usually just a standard dose. I like, as I mentioned to you the other day, a Metagenics product called Licorice Plus, because it has a couple other compounds in there which help regulate it. But just licorice by itself, we may take, you know, 75 to 150 milligrams each time.
Right.
I find it by the suppression. I use it by suppression of the cortisol, not by weight.
Gotcha.
So if it's got a huge suppression, I'll use more. If it's got less of a suppression, I'll use less.
And that comes back to the fact that you can't really do any of this stuff without testing first.
The testing gives us a very precise way of treating it, and that's why we get the results we do in within 6 weeks.
Now, you were gracious enough to say that my listeners, if they're interested in reaching out to you, you would actually give them the test at your cost just so that they can find out where they are, correct?
Yeah, they can contact me. The test kits usually at the doctor may cost you $300 or more, because they have their markup on everything. The actual cost of the test itself is $176, and it actually comes with a courier bag to send it back to the lab. I get the paperwork back, and it comes back through me if they... and then I can contact them and give them a breakdown of the tests.
Right.
So it's $176 plus the shipping to them. So wherever they are in the country, depending on where they are, the cost of shipping, which may be $5, $10.
And this test not only tests cortisol, as we said, DHEAS, estradiol, estriol, testosterone, melatonin, and what did I miss? Progesterone.
Which is really important.
So it's a very, very broad. I mean, you know, most of those companies that offer those tests, they charge $30 for each test. Minimum. So, I mean, when you look at this, the $35, I think, is what they charge for some of those. Testosterone could be $65 by itself. So this is a great value. If any of you are interested, you could reach out to Dr. Rouse. Go to afperformancecenter.com and reach him that way. All right. So what else can you do? So we know how to wake the, preserve cortisol for those who are, lethargic in the morning. What's the next step?
Counteracting the elevated levels. So we actually see it in some individuals in the PM, so we want to suppress those levels that are elevated. The term, I guess, adrenal fatigue is kind of a little bit tricky because in some cases I get people back with really elevated levels of cortisol, which we need to address. The best supplement I've found so far for that is phosphoserine, which we use dose-related as well, depending on how levels elevated.
Right. And I took phosphatidyl styrene the other night before bed. I took four capsules of it, 400 milligrams, and I went into a coma. So that obviously tells you something about my cortisol levels. And I think you're right. Calling this adrenal fatigue would imply that it's not producing enough of anything. It's really, it's really a disorientation of the adrenal glands. And that's why I like to call it adrenal dysfunction, more so, because the adrenals are still functioning, but they're just misfiring and working haphazardly, and they're producing high levels of stuff that shouldn't be produced at that time and low levels at different times. Correct?
Yeah, that's correct. And the problem with, if it's overproducing or even underproducing, what happens is they get what they call pregnenolone steal, which it steals the mother hormone from the sex hormone pathway. So to produce more cortisol or to address dysfunction in the adrenals producing cortisol, it steals the pregnenolone from that sex hormone pathway, so therefore you get less production of the estrogen and testosterone and so forth.
Right. I would imagine that women are more susceptible to adrenal fatigue than men. Is that a misunderstanding on my part?
I think so. Maybe because part of the stress is on them more with, I see it more with, you know, people with children and so forth, and the mother tends to take a lot more responsibility in the bearing of it. And also their hormones get disrupted through childbirth, through that time. So, and they never get it balanced.
Well,
out.
Also because their hormones are constantly in a dynamic flux throughout the month. They're never stable for any period of time. They're either rising or dropping over the course of 28 days. But more importantly, what I learned years and years ago when I first started to do research on adrenal dysfunction is that in women, estradiol blunts adrenal discharge. So when a woman is youthful and she has high levels of estrogen, she's able to cope with a lot more stress. And as she gets older and estrogen becomes less available, the adrenals do not have the ability to withstand activation. And then the smallest little thing drives them into near hysteria. So estrogen, and then you have the double-edged sword here, that the adrenals are also responsible for producing some of that estrogen. So
yeah.
It's really, it's an amazing, you know, the adrenal glands are really overlooked, in my humble opinion. And their importance in day-to-day modern life today. We're going to take a quick commercial break. Hold that thought if you had a thought there, Peter. When we come back, we'll pick up where we're leaving off. You can go to afperformancecenter.com to learn more about Dr. Peter Rouse, or if you want to communicate with him about your own adrenal issues. I can tell you that just in a short week that I've been working with him, I'm sleeping better, and I'm waking up in the morning and feeling better, and I can now see the light at the end of the tunnel. Stay tuned, we'll be right back. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
The federal government is more aggressive than ever prosecuting anabolic steroid-related cases. Whether you're a physician, supplement company, or citizen, ignorance of the law is not a defense. Buying from overseas pharmacies, large numbers of patients on hormone replacement therapy, and releasing new hormone-based supplements can all be red flags to the federal government. Don't take chances. You need attorneys that have years of experience defending anabolic steroid-related cases. You need J. Clark Baird and Bill Butler. Knowledge is power. Know where you stand before the federal government comes knocking. Go to SteroidDefenseLawyers.com. That's SteroidDefenseLawyers.com. Go today and be safer tomorrow.
PJ Braun knows how to get in shape and stay in shape. He's appeared in numerous bodybuilding and fitness magazines, and now he's ready to help you. Whether you're a man or a woman, PJ Braun has the expertise to help you reach your goals faster and easier than ever before. Utilize his one-on-one distance training services, and your friends will want to know what your secret is, but we'll never tell. Services are affordable and customizable to suit your individual needs. Nutrition, training, and supplementation are all covered. Stop spinning your wheels and start building the body that you've always dreamed of. Go to PJBraun.com today. That's PJBraun.com. Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein and the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low, low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you. Managing insulin is key to building muscle and staying lean. Now from NeedToBuildMuscle.net, get the most effective insulin-mimicking, insulin-sensitizing, nutrient-partitioning supplement available without a prescription. Need2Slin. Need2Slin combines scientifically proven agents that shuttle glucose out of the bloodstream and into muscle, avoiding fat accumulation while simultaneously increasing insulin sensitivity on a cellular level. Need2Slin is so powerful that it should only be taken before a meal. You can get Need2Slin by visiting NeedToBuildMuscle.net. Don't risk another meal becoming fat and not muscle. Get Need2Slin today.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Party people! Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest today is Dr. Peter Rouse, and we're talking about managing, identifying, and managing adrenal dysfunction. Peter, isn't there a relationship between insulin and DHEA? When you're hyperinsulinemic, DHEA levels also go up, right?
Well, it depends on the individual, because it can be caused, if the adrenal level's going up, it can be stealing the prednisolone, which is going to lower your DHEA. So it depends on whether they're getting that prednisolone steal first off. If they're not, then we can see an elevation.
Okay.
Because blood sugar levels are going to affect the adrenal function, and then it's kind of, it's a case-to-case scenario.
Okay. All right, so we've now addressed what to do at night to help lower cortisol levels using phosphatidylserine. What other supplements benefit in this therapeutic protocol?
Okay, going back to what I was going to say initially at the very beginning,
yes,
was we go to look at supporting the entire adrenal function. One of the most probably neglected supplements on the market is your natural glandulars. Now, what we want to do is to, you know, use the adrenal natural glandular to help support the adrenal function.
So where can you get adrenal glandulars?
Well, another company which I recommend using is Allergy Research Group. They actually produce a really good whole range of natural glandulars, but they used to be popular back in the 70s in bodybuilding. If you recall, back then they used to take a whole lot of liver glandulars and everything else as well. And initially, back in, I think it was the 30s and 40s, they used to use natural glandulars to treat people with Addison's disease.
Right, because they still do today, technically. That's what armor thyroid is. Armor thyroid is porcine thyroid, pig thyroid. Desiccated liver tablets are still out there. I still have a jug of them. But that's also because there's a belief, while it may not be supported scientifically, that ingesting these components will find their way to those organs and help restructure them.
Oh, there's actually scientific support out there. It's just not publicized because, of course, the drug companies can't control these glandulars, so they actually kind of suppress a lot of the information, but the glandulars work incredibly well, not only just for adrenal dysfunction, but any kind of, as you say, they use in thyroid function, liver function, everything else as well.
So there are there's an actual desiccated adrenal supplement?
Mm-hmm. The Allergy Research do a really good one. I think it's about 300 milligrams per capsule. You can take a couple of three maybe of those per time throughout the day, a couple times a day, and that has a real help supporting the adrenal function and return it back to normal.
What kind of animals are they using to get this desiccated adrenal gland? Is it pig?
This one here is probably a pig one. I think it's from pig. They use, actually, most of the glandulars actually become from New Zealand, believe it or not. The pig one we use also for the pancreas as well.
Yeah,
and
you know why they come from New Zealand? And I learned this, although Argentina is famous for some glandulars as well, but both New Zealand and Argentina have something in common, and that is animal husbandry. They use no hormones. They mm-hmm. use no drugs with their animals. Their animals are pristine. And as a result, Even the livers can be eaten. I mean, I wouldn't eat conventionally grown cow's liver in this day and age because everything, all the poisons that they feed that cow are filtered through the liver, but I would eat it from Argentina or New Zealand.
Yeah, all the good stuff comes from New Zealand, right?
Right, right. Yeah, okay. So, even you.
You're a bit slow on that one. Okay, so then what we do is I also put them on a support adrenal product, which is Biomatrix. I've talked about this company before, but you can use a combination of different companies. LRC Labs also do one, but they actually contain licorice. So depending on whether the individual needs licorice or not would be whether which one you would use. And this contains basic support, like as you talked about before, vitamin C, essential B vitamins in there as well, zinc, copper. But then also what it does also contain is rosemary extracts, choline, there's PABO in there as well, PBA, and there's actually small amounts of DHEA and phenylalanine, but very small amounts, only 8 milligrams. So that's a general product just to help support the adrenals in their day-to-day use.
Wow, I there's quite a few. What brand did you say you liked, Standard Process?
The Biomatrix.
Oh, no, on the desiccated adrenal gland.
There's adrenal is actually LG Research Group.
LG Research Group?
Yeah, you can't buy that one off the shelf. You've got to buy it through a physician or doctor or something.
But I'm amazed by the number of companies that I never knew there was desiccated adrenal glands. I learned something today. I'm going to get some, huh? I got to get some.
It's good stuff. Yeah. It really works.
Yeah.
I mean, the effect of that is amazing.
Do you think there's any residual cortisol left in the glands when they desiccate them?
No. What I think is it's a cellular regeneration of the actual glands, so that helps with that.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So supporting that, also very important that they get a general mineral support protocol in there too. So a complete mineral supplement of some kind. I just use the one from Biomatrix, which goes hand in hand with the support adrenals. But if they get a general mineral support in there, that's very important with the day-to-day function of the adrenals. So make sure they're having enough minerals coming in.
What about vitamin C? I've read a lot about vitamin C's relationship with healthy adrenal glands. What's that about?
Well, the vitamin C does help with the adrenal glands. There's a small amount in that product. Be careful with the dosaging, that's all. I suggest taking no more than 500 milligrams in one go. It just helps.
Why is that? I mean, nowadays everybody's popping 1,000 milligram vitamin C tablets for energy. You've got energy C or whatever it's called out there. It's like 1,000. It's a gram of vitamin C plus other things. Why not go for the whole big gram two or three times a day?
It's more with absorption. I mean, if you want to take high doses, you can take high dosages, but just split it up throughout the day. So because it's a water-soluble vitamin, you're going to be wasting a lot of that while you take it in. So you want to take it throughout the whole day, so you're utilizing the full dosage that you're taking in per day. I mean, you're going to lose out a lot. And also, taking high dosage for some individuals can cause some gastrointestinal stuff, which means they're in the bathroom a lot.
Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah. On top of that, looking at replacing the hormone imbalances there too is an important key to what we're looking at. So the DHEA replacement, we want to look at using a DHEA product. You can get them in capsule liquid. I like using liquid form because we can regulate the dosages up and down throughout the cycle that we're using it. So we can start with a moderate, bring it up, and then bring it, taper it back down again.
Right.
Using the drops. And also you get a better absorption with the drops. So that will be dependent upon the DHEA levels. The normal ideal level we want to see is around about the 8 nanograms per milliliter, but what we normally see is around 3 to 4. So what we need to do is kind of supplement that to bring it up and then taper it back down again. Some cautions need to be taken with a female patient because we want to kind of start off even smaller dosages, bring it up slower, in case there's any residual effects from that, because they're a little bit more sensitive to these androgen.
Is the liquid versions that are obviously they're in a slightly ethyl alcohol and some other components in there that are designed to cause absorption in the mucus lining, the mucosal barrier in the mouth. Is it really that effective? I mean, instead of taking 50 milligrams of DHEA, for instance, in a tablet, just to put a couple drops of that on your tongue will get you the same blood values, huh?
Yep, and we've seen that in testing. So we've actually tested before and after readings, and we see that. So it's definitely far more effective than absorption.
Wow, that's amazing. When you think about what you waste by just chugging those pills all day long.
Yeah, but then some people don't like the taste of this liquid form. It can be pretty potent.
I'll tell you what really tastes good, the liquid pregnenolone. It has a sweet taste to it, even though it's got an alcohol base. And the powder is it's more better. Of an emulsion than you have to shake it up a little bit. So the
mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a little bit more creamier, so you've got to kind of shake it up and make sure they're even blending it.
Yeah, yeah. All right, why don't we do this? Let's take our last commercial break, and when we come back, we will finish up the interview. We're talking today with Dr. Peter Rouse. You can learn more by going to his website, AF, that's like Apple Foxtrot, afperformancecenter.com. You can reach out to him if you think that you are suffering from some form of adrenal dysfunction. If you wake up in the morning and you're always exhausted, you go to sleep at night and you're wound up and can't get to sleep, can't figure out how to get this straightened out, he can help you. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
LG Science's pre-workout performance enhancer Anadrolic State GT has grown exponentially in popularity in recent months. In July, Anadrolic State GT was named 2010 number one pre-workout product by BestRecovery.com, as well as nominated as best pre-workout product by Bodybuilding.com. We here at LG Science's want to give back to you, which is why, for a limited time, we will be giving customers a free 330-gram bottle of BC plus EAA hydrolyzed peptides with each purchase of Anadrolic State GT from bodybuilding.com. That's right. Order Anadrolic State GT at bodybuilding.com now and get your free BC plus EAA. Offer only available while supplies last.
Turinabol from primordialperformance.com is a Haladrol clone. Turinabol will give you up to 15 pounds of lean body mass in as little as 6 weeks. Since Turinabol does not aromatize, there's no conversion to estrogen. Turinabol takes advantage of the patented Liquivade technology to ensure the maximum delivery of this powerful anabolic agent. Users of Turinabol report increased strength and lean gains with little side effects. Get Turinabol today while supplies last at primordialperformance.com. Don't wait for Turinabol to be added to the federal ban list. Turinabol. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at orbitnutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit orbitnutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com. Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low, low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking today with Dr. Peter Rouse about adrenal dysfunction. What can be done about it? But obviously you have to start out with testing, because you don't just want to jump into this stuff. Because you can actually end up disrupting your adrenals even more if you start taking supplements and hormones that you think are going to help you, if they're kind of pushing your adrenals further in the wrong direction. Is that what happens to a lot of people when they take it upon themselves? They read an article about adrenal fatigue. They say, I've got the symptoms. The article gives them a cookie-cutter approach to addressing this, so they just jump right in it. Maybe they add 100 milligrams of DHEA a day or something like that, and next thing they have no new relief, but even new symptoms.
Yeah, we see it occasionally. People come in, I don't see it too often, thank goodness, but I suspect there's probably a lot more people I don't see out there that are doing this, you know, who can't afford to or feel like they can just do it from a cookie-cutter program and just get it out of the magazine, as you say. These have to be prescribed accordingly to the individual's test results. Also, we've got to look at analyzing their lifestyle and all this as I come back to the fact that sleep is probably the most important thing they can regulate and get that fixed before anything else.
What about androgens? A lot of people who listen to my show are athletes. And sleep is, and they don't feel that sleep is important. A lot of them waking up at midnight to have a meal, which is totally disruptive to sleep. But more importantly, what role do superphysiological levels of androgens play in the adrenals? Any at all?
Actually, it can be supportive. It depends on the levels. You know, you've got super high levels. It's individual case to case. But for example, if someone's taking 2 or 3 grams of testosterone a week, then that can be actually cause a hyper incidents where they actually get elevated levels of cortisol in the PM, and that they will disrupt the whole cycle, and then their sleep pattern suffers. And then what happens if they're disrupting their sleep pattern, eating or even with the high levels of androgens, then that's going to create more of a neural fatigue state. So the fact that, you know, they may be recovering because of the testosterone and the elevated androgens, but the nervous system isn't going to be recovered. And, you know, disrupting the sleep even further is going to drive them into the overtraining state where the nervous system doesn't recover. And when you start suppressing the nervous system, it has an effect on the entire endocrine system overall, and you can get really dire situations where it throws out imbalances in the entire endocrine function.
Now, most athletes today are probably using a gram or thereabouts.
Yeah, we don't see a problem with that.
Okay.
We have not. Depending on the product, you know, things like Trenbolone has a tendency to disrupt sleep in many individuals. There's a few other products out there that, you know, that may have that effect as well on the individual case to case. I think the Trenbolone is pretty much probably 90% of people using it do get some sleep disruption there.
Right.
But that can be corrected too, you know, just helping with some sleep aids there can actually help that a little.
What about insulin? There's a lot of athletes that are using insulin now. We just talked earlier about the relationship between insulin and cortisol. You know, insulin is trying to shuttle glucose out of the bloodstream. Cortisol is trying to maintain some healthy levels, and there's like a tug of war going on. What about these athletes that are using insulin a couple times a day?
Well, usually they use insulin in conjunction with the androgen, so there is a balance there naturally because the androgen naturally balances that out. So usually taking what's the usual dosage? Probably, I think most people are taking around about 10 IU.
And they're usually taking a post-workout with their post-workout meal, right?
Yeah, post-workout meals and stuff, and they're taking carbs with it and balancing out. So they haven't seen too much imbalance of that. But in saying that, they are potentially screwing up the, you know, the blood sugar regulation doing that. And also, of course, you've got to point out that if anyone wants to use insulin, they've got to know that it's risking death because it can kill you.
Absolutely. Right. Coma is very, very just inches away if you misuse insulin.
Yeah, good way to lose a lot of muscle mass, die.
Yeah. All right, so with that being said, if people want to really get their hands around this, they probably should reach out to someone like you to at least consult in the initial stages to get a bearing on what their symptoms are and what direction they need to go. So they should go to AF Performance Center. That's A like Apple, F like Foxtrot, Performance Center, that's singular.com, and reach out to Dr. Peter Oust. Now, Peter, you actually teach a course about dealing with adrenal disruption, right?
Yep. We have one coming up in November, actually. It's on Nutrition Level 1, and that covers a huge component of that is looking at breaking down the adrenal function and the endocrine system and working through what we've just been talking about for an hour, but we talk about it for 2 days, so we cover it quite in depth. And that's on November 13th and 14th.
So you go deep into the science behind it and all the supporting research and all that sort of stuff, in other words.
Yeah, and we break it down. And also what we do is, this is mainly designed for trainers, physicians, doctors in different fields, and we actually give them access to all the testing for their patients and also to all the supplements that they may not be able to get access to normally to go along with the protocols, and we support them through the whole clinical process as well.
You know, it's amazing because if you're a personal trainer, whether you're, you know, a personal trainer or you're a professional nutritionist or whatever you want to call yourself at this point in time, if you're spending money and you've gotten a degree, a lot of people don't push forward and try to expand their knowledge. It just makes you a much more valuable asset to your clients and actually makes your clients talk about it, about more about you. And, you know, it always surprises me about the number of people who will take a personal training certification course, get their certification, and just do the minimum that's required to maintain their certification, never expand out of that and try to pick up some new talents to help their clients. And this would be a great one because adrenal disruption is rampant, probably to a greater degree than diabetes is today. Would you agree with that statement?
It's probably one of the addressing causes of the type 2 diabetes too. It can actually head towards that direction. Also, on a side note, quickly coming back to the thyroid function, remembering people who are addressing the adrenal function, got to be careful if they're already on thyroid medication. They need to start to back that off when they're correcting the adrenal function because the adrenal supports the thyroid. So just a word of caution there as well.
Yeah, and it all comes back to the fact that all of the hormones work together. You know, I wasn't the first person to come up with that statement. They work like a concert, you know. I mean, the instruments in an orchestra. And if one is out of whack, it makes everything else sound out of whack. And it's the same as true of your hormones. So if people wanted to attend a seminar about adrenal dysfunction, what is the cost?
That one is $499 for 2 days.
2 days, $499. And they would attend at your Santa Monica location?
Yeah, we held it at the Santa Monica Club in 10th Street.
And what date again is that?
On the 13th and 14th of November.
So there's plenty of time. If you're planning on being in the California area, or if you live close to California where Santa Monica is maybe just an afternoon drive in, you may want to reach out to Dr. Rouse and make an appointment to be there at that seminar. Again, go
Hey, Cole,
yes.
So I tell you what, if they tell me they've heard this on Superhuman Radio, I'll give them $100 off that too.
Wow, that's pretty darn good. That's really good. So if you're a professional in the field and you want to expand your talents, go to afperformancecenter.com and reach out to Dr. Rouse. And if you are simply looking to correct your own adrenal disorder, you can absolutely reach out to him there again and talk to him and see what he can do. He's helped a lot of people. I get emails constantly and on Facebook from people saying how wonderful it's been that once they reach out to you and the things that you've done for them. As a matter of fact, I had the wonderful opportunity of training with a listener this weekend. This past weekend, Carlos Cardenas was in town, and he is a fan of the show, and he attended your recent scientific fat loss seminar, he said.
Yep.
And he said he was one of the people that got free entry through through Superhuman Radio.
Mm-hmm.
And he told me that it was amazing. And not only was the seminar amazing, he said, but you put him through a rigorous training protocol while you were there. And his exact words to me were, I thought I was in shape. He said, until Peter put, and he's a personal training. He trains people to be personal trainers. So he's really on top of his game. And he said to me, I thought I was in shape until Peter put me through one of the programs that they teach over there. He goes, and he's totally committed. He says, I'm changing up my style of training. He goes, I realize now that I don't have the cardiovascular energy and endurance that I thought I had once you try to do Dr. Rouse's protocol. I was like, oh. And then he told me that I have to go. I says, no, I don't want to die.
Until you come up here.
I'm not interested in dying, I said. But he had nothing but great things to say. Actually, there was a couple people. Another guy on Facebook also thanked me and said that he attended the seminar and it was amazing. He learned so much, and he is a personal trainer also, and he said he's going to use it with his clients. So there's a lot to be learned over at AF Performance Center. You got to check it out, afperformancecenter.com. What else, Peter? What else is going on?
Well, we actually do have more seminars coming up, too. We actually hold seminars every month. So if they look on our website, evo-performance.com, or they can actually link it through the AF Performance site, you'll see a list of seminars every month. We've got Ian King coming up. We're looking at also doing a level 2 of the certification. That's a kettlebell certification coming up too soon, later on this year. So we've got seminars every month. So if anybody's interested in coming along to those, they're more than welcome.
There's AF Performance Center is actually a mecca of where physical performance, physical culture, and medicine meet under one roof. And there's always talk about meccas. You know, Gold's Gym was the you know, the mecca of bodybuilding and this. Well, AF Performance Center is quickly becoming a mecca of its own for the dissemination of good information to people who really want to take their training and their health simultaneously to a new level. We've done shows here that, you know, the fine line between, you know, training and health, because we, most of us do things that are not, that are counterproductive to our health in reaching for our goal, whether it's a manifestation of a physique or pulling a 600 pound deadlift or whatever. But at AF Performance Center, they marry the two. You don't have to give up one, for the other. So I predict that AF Performance Center is going to become one of the meccas, and appropriately, it's in California, in Santa Monica, where people are going to learn how to get strong and get healthy simultaneously without sacrificing one or the other.
Listeners can welcome to come by and have a look, and if they, you know, trainers want to come by and watch what we're doing, they're more than welcome to come in and watch what we're doing.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, and Peter's very generous with his time. That's one of the things I don't understand. There's either three of you.
Primarily two.
Well, I mean, you and Alicia, you mean? Your wife?
Yeah, primarily. Yeah.
Because I was going to say, you really do just work around the clock, because I also know that you keep special hours to keep in touch with people in New Zealand as well, right?
Well, I actually, well, other countries, I won't mention the countries, but around the world, so I have to kind of, I'm on different time zones all the time, so sometimes I'm up at 2 a.m. doing work.
So how do you cope? How do you cope with the disruption of sleep?
I make sure my nutrition is 100%. I try to keep, you know, I might have sleeps in the afternoon and stuff, because unfortunately, you know, that's the way life is. So I try to patch it up where I can. It's not going to be ideal. And on the days I can, I do make sure I get 9 hours sleep.
It's
not the ideal scenario, but unfortunately, in my case, is I have to work on different time zones around the world. So at this point anyway, so it's tough. But I think because I have my nutrition in tune and everything else in tune, that makes a big difference.
Yeah. Okay. All right, well, Peter, I want to thank you for coming on the show today on this holiday where most people are off. We are still working.
Yep, I'm going back to work now.
Yeah, me too. All right, well, listen, thanks so much for coming on the show today to talk about this important subject, okay?
Great, thanks for having me again.
All right, and we will be on tomorrow with another live episode of Superhuman Radio, so please tune in then, and we'll see you.